You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We've all been hearing the rumors, and now it's officially true.
What's that? What?
For the holidays, Mountain Dew is going to be releasing a gingerbread soda called Mountain Dew Gingerbread Snapped.
Oh, wow. Are they just making ginger ale and calling it gingerbread?
Yeah, good point.
It's holidays. It's festive, Brooke.
Okay, well, I just...
Do you hate Christmas? Is that what's happening? Christmas needs to be everywhere.
Yeah,
on every sign, in every food, in every drink.
All right, just sample the original and call it your own. That's fine.
On the bottle, it's described as Mountain Dew with a, quote, blast of artificial gingerbread flavor.
Artificial gingerbread.
I mean, I like that Mountain Dew's staying true to their colors.
Yeah.
And I know what you're wondering. When will the elves put it on the shelves of the grocery store?
I was curious. Is it going to be right next to the eggnog?
They just say by the end of the year.
They're not super specific about it.
You can literally miss Christmas.
Well, you know, there's supply chain issues going on all over the world.
Yeah. And that, not only that, but it's Mountain Dew. Can you imagine what their marketing team looks like?
Yeah.
You know, they're smoking a little.
They haven't even made
we'll
this
get
yet.
To it.
They're missing half their teeth.
They're 14, so they're not that organized. And, you know, this isn't the first holiday flavor that they've come up with before. It's replacing their cranberry pomegranate mix called Mountain Dew Merry Mashup.
I didn't know they had that.
I knew a girl who used that as chaser and was like, I hope they never get rid of
that. Oh, man, she's going to be sad.
Some people say it goes well with vodka. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But you didn't hear that from our show.
Vodka, cranberry, pomegranate?
Well, this is your new Moscow Mule, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Why
oh
do you God. Need ginger beer when you got Mountain Dew?
No.
Mountain Dew cocktail for Christmas?
Now they just need to update all those old Christmas songs. Instead of singing about, you know, eggnog and figgy pudding, they got to do like Bing Crosby's Peppermint Four Locos.
Yeah. Get with the times.
Exactly.
I like it.
I'm not trying to remember this.
I did what under the mistletoe? Yeah. Who knows?
Or who, you mean? All right. Well, I'm excited for that.
Me too, Jeff.
But now let's get into the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. Going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you would like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shot caller last, and I got Jeff, and the wiener is Dubo. All right. All right, I'm going to put on the shot caller while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shot caller question of the day.
Hang on, I'm finishing like a fire tweet right now.
What? Oh.
Jake, you tweeting?
I mean, he is a social media director.
No, you get that out, man. Good.
Jake, done. Okay.
What's up?
Really?
We're doing the shot caller question.
Oh!
Now.
We're ready? Color. Yes. Okay, yeah, totally. Why didn't you say so? Come on, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. My bad, dude. My bad.
Well, a new survey asked people to name the activities that distract them most at work and ruin their productivity.
Oh, I get what he was doing.
Wait,
now.
He was joking.
Yeah.
It was completely unrelated.
You're a funny guy.
I need you to name the top four things that distract us most at work in no particular order.
Can Jose just be an answer?
Yeah.
Yes,
I mean, looking around the room, this is going to be so easy.
Might be a good place for answers, Jose.
Yeah.
We're just going to rewind to what everybody was doing 5 minutes ago.
I can tell you something. I spend way too much time doing at work.
Making phone calls that aren't work-related.
You are on the phone a lot.
I'm just talking to other people constantly.
You're on the phone more than
anyone I know. Okay, well, that feels like an attack.
sorry.
I was going to say online shopping.
Oh, yeah. That's what you were going to say.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I do that, really too.
I'm going to write that down.
It's how I got my kids' Halloween costumes. I'm like, oh, crap, I need to order those.
Is just being online an answer? I don't know how specific Jake wants you to get, but like, having my laptop screen up right now,
I think that'd be just social media.
But he doesn't remember what he looked at online, so that's why he's using a big vague term.
I mean, social media is right.
What about Alexis gossiping with coworkers all day?
I was going to say that. And while I gossip, I spend a long time making coffee, eating some snacks.
That is true. So, you know, I don't know if it's a distraction, but after every time we talk, even including now, I always have to go to the bathroom after the break and get more coffee.
Jose will say he's leaving from work, and a half an hour later, I'll go by the break room, and he's still talking there.
I'm eating.
Between
I'm
all
drinking.
Of Jose's coffee breaks and bathroom breaks, we could leave here at like 10:30 in the morning. But no, we have to stay till 2, 3 in the afternoon every single day.
I drink so many liquids.
Let's get the question one more time.
A new survey asked people for the most common things we do at work that distract us from doing our jobs. Basically everything producer Boyd complains about.
Yeah.
Ask you to name the top four in no particular order. And to be honest, I wasn't really listening to your discussion, so I have no idea if you're close or not, so I'll give you a golden guess.
Yay.
Tell me something you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if you're correct or not.
I'll ask online shopping.
Yeah, that's
online shopping is not on my list.
Really? I thought that was a lock.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right.
What about,
I mean, something on your phone, right? We haven't talked much about phones yet. And
texting?
I feel like, exactly. Texting your friends or your family, your loved ones.
Yeah, because like your mom listens to the show. She texts you. My dad will text me.
I text Brooke mom all the time.
Yeah. You do?
My mom loves Jake.
And this is really hard to narrow down to four because there's so many distractions. I know I spend a lot of time searching for other jobs. So maybe there's, I just get really distracted from work looking for what else is out there.
That's really funny.
Good thing there's no job listings available. Even more distracted.
Let me know if you find anything, Joe.
Yeah. I'll keep you updated.
What do you have right now? What are you locked in?
I have social media, which I think is phone related and computer related.
Sure.
I have gossiping with coworkers.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Something that I think that we do that we think is normal, but in other jobs isn't normal, is looking at the news.
For us,
that's our job.
It helps us get content.
But if you're in a normal office job, you're not supposed to be looking at the news all the time.
Like reading news articles and stuff.
I have one easy one that we did not say that I can almost guarantee is locked in. That's just eating.
Eating.
Like literally, we order food or we'll bring food from home. Like, what distracts you? Food. That's like the answer to the...
I get distracted thinking about food.
Right now, I zone out before I eat the food.
Okay, I think I'm going to lock these in. I'm going with getting distracted by social media, gossiping with your coworkers, checking the news, and I want to say, like, coffee food breaks.
According to a survey of off-task workers, here are the top four activities that distract us from our jobs the most. Number one is checking social media.
Oh, right, you got that.
47% of people say they spend time on social media when they should be working.
Perfect.
Jose, get off your phone.
Sorry.
Okay.
Screen locked. I haven't touched it.
Number
seconds.
Two was reading news websites. Number three on the list was gossiping with your coworkers.
Come on, coffee breaks.
And number four on the list was coffee breaks.
All right, Jake.
We are so good at getting distracted.
Was this a survey of just you?
Well, we got it right. So that means Jake is going to take the shock today. And somebody wanted to hear the song Bad Blood by Taylor Swift.
Ooh. Got bad blood with Jake now.
Gossip about this later.
Yeah, you will.
Cause baby, now we got bad blood. You know it used to be mad love. So take a look what you've done. Cause baby, now we got bad blood. I'm gonna send an angry text to Brooke's mom about it.
That's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
There's a term that's been going around pop culture the last decade called a hall pass, means if you end up in a situation where you're out and wind up next to the celebrity of your dreams, then your partner gives you the okay to do whatever with them.
Oh my gosh.
But what happens if you are a famous celebrity's hall pass?
That
star comes into town, they always want to spend time with you.
That's a dream.
I want a pudgy mom who is blonde and looks a little tired and unshowered. I'm sure that's what Jason Momoa is telling.
Yeah. Well, leave me alone. I'm with my children, Jason.
You know what? I realize that sounds crazy, but it actually happened to one guy. He's been told to keep it on the low. But he says he doesn't want to keep it quiet anymore. He has to tell someone. Still, though, he needs to keep it a little bit anonymous. So we're going to do it right here.
Wow.
After we talk to him, he actually sent us picture proof that this really was going on.
Okay.
Whoa.
And I can't say who the celebrity is, but I'll say I think their initials are MC. So if you get what I'm saying, text in afterwards. Texting after it's done when we do a brand new mass speaker. It's coming up at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
Fancy disguises, skin-tight outfits, naughty behaviors you'd be ashamed to tell mommy about.
Okay. Oh, my kind of thing, whatever we're talking about.
No, it's not one of Brooke's famous key parties with the communal nacho cheese fountain.
Yeah, you're just mad you haven't gotten an invite.
It's the mass speaker.
Yeah.
One of our listeners is already on the line ready to share something that's going to make Brooke blush.
It takes a lot.
It's not easy to do.
Brooke, maybe Alexis will blush.
Yeah.
And they've chosen to go by the strange and mysterious alias Brian.
Ooh.
Hello.
Very exotic name, Brian.
You know, I want to hide in plain sight. That's why I chose Brian.
Oh, yeah.
With that voice, you're hiding in plain voice, my friend.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian, you are today's mass speaker. Your phone line is being run through the voice changer. So whenever you're ready, go ahead, spill the tea.
Okay. So, guys, I've been holding on this for a little while, about 2 years now.
Okay. Is it something that you feel bad about? Like, you have a lot of hesitation in the front here.
Well, it's only hard because it's something I wouldn't mind telling everybody.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
So you want to tell everyone this, but you can't for some reason.
Exactly.
Why not?
Okay. So I'll just jump right into it. I've been in a secret relationship with someone very famous for about 2 years.
How
famous? What's very famous mean?
That's true.
She has been referred to as one of the top 10 singers in the world.
Singers? For sure he was going to be like, she has 40,000 followers on Instagram.
Influencer nobody knows yet.
No, you're being like, for real. This is like a real celeb.
Yes. No, she has like 40,000 comments.
Wait, got it. She's like famous.
Are you someone famous? Who are you? I mean, I guess that doesn't work when you're a mass speaker.
That defeats the purpose of this entire segment.
What I mean is, how does a regular person meet someone who's considered one of the top singers in the entire world? How does that even happen?
Yeah.
Well, it's just one of those things that kind of unfolded. I have a club here in town.
Come to the club when they visit. That makes sense.
So wait, though, tell us the story, because famous people are in clubs all the time. They don't care about club owners.
She had a show at my club, and I think we just really hit it off from the beginning. We just kind of had a nice little conversation before the show, and I set everything up for her. I took care of her, you know, VIP style. Nice. The show went great. I didn't think anything of it. You know, I was just really making small talk, and then sure enough, after the show, we were closing down, and she sent me a text message through her manager to my phone and asked me to come hang out in the room.
Dude.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so, I mean, she sent me the text. I went up to her room. We hung out. We had a really cool night. But it's one of those things that, you know, she's so famous, you know, and me being a dumb guy, you're like, well, I wonder what she wants.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I would have no idea. I'd be like, huh.
When you went up to her room, was it just you two, or is there, like, an entourage? You know, like,
was it like a party in her room, right, or was it just you two?
It was just us two.
Whoa.
Now that's how you know. You're so lucky.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Were you so nervous about being an idiot? I'd be such a moron.
I wonder who it is.
Kind of, but you're still kind of in, like, I don't know, kind of like a little twilight zone. And that's the thing. Like, after we had that night and we hung out, I thought that would kind of just be it. She would kind of be on to the next club promoter, so to speak. But a few days after that, she texted me again, flew me out. We went on her yacht.
Oh, dang.
Sick.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. I wonder who it is. It's Patti LaBelle.
Can I ask?
Tell me right now, it's Patti.
Because my best friend hooked up a couple of times with a very famous band lead singer.
Just the
lead singer, and she had to sign an NDA.
Non-disclosure agreement.
Non-disclosure agreement where if she said anything, I guess could sue her or something, or she talked to the paparazzi.
No NDA. She's very cool. I mean, she realized that I'm a real person. I'm not some fanboy.
See, I make girls sign PTEs. Yeah. Please tell everyone. Yeah. I hooked up with someone. Yeah. Hear that, Mom?
Oh, my God.
I did it.
Or it's not happening.
Yeah.
I've gotten close. We've had some close calls with paparazzi. Where I've literally had to hang back while her and her entourage keep going. One time, her security guard threw a jacket over my face.
Whoa.
And is this a celebrity that's single, or are they in a relationship and that's part of why you can't say anything?
No, not in a relationship. She was married for a little while. All right, that's all I'm telling y'all.
Demi Moore.
Dude, he's a side piece for sure.
Yeah.
You're a side piece. Well, I mean,
I might be a side piece, but I'm like the macaroni and cheese.
Okay, you're the good side. The delicious side.
It makes sense because I think a lot of times even publicists for celebrities, they want them to date other celebs. Like, so yeah, sure, date whoever you want, but when public, you're dating Zac Efron.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And this woman might come out with a brand new song about her secret lover on the side, and we'll know she's singing about
and
Brian.
And it's like, Brian! Everybody has not got Brian! Oh, wait, that's a made-up name.
It's Katy Perry, then. Katy Perry.
It's only Katy Perry.
Damn, Brian,
that's cool,
dude,
man.
This is, like, one of the coolest secrets.
That's some hot tea.
I want to be you.
And let us get into your club next time, too.
Yeah.
I want to try to get a VIP.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He said it's for celebrities, Jose.
Oh, sorry. Never mind, then.
Well, you and Bette Midler have a great time, Brian. Thanks for being the mass speaker. Text into 78592 if you have a confession that you're holding on to. We can hide your identity with a voice changer so you can become the next mass speaker. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. One of the most frustrating experiences anyone can have is when you're stuck on the phone with a clueless customer service agent who clearly has no idea how to help you.
Yeah, totally.
It's terrible.
The only thing worse than that is dealing with three of them all in one call.
Oh, no.
How do you have three of them on the phone?
Well, that's what happens today when our own Jose Bolaños introduces three different characters to a dude who just wants help with his broken Roomba.
Oh, man.
The three people are all Jose.
Yes.
Yeah, I see.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
Doubt it's going to be very helpful. You'll hear how it went in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
What? Hello there. This is Rick calling from iRobot. And boy, I tell you, I am looking to speak with a Mr. Tyler, please.
Yep, that's me.
Well there, Tyler, we got your email. One of them thingy-majiggers that you bought from us is having some sort of a malfunction. Now, that ain't right.
Yeah, my girlfriend bought one of your robot vacuums for me, like, about a month ago, and it just stopped picking up.
A robot vacuum? I think I found your issue, friend. You're from the future.
No. What are you talking about?
I'm just yanking you. That's what Big Rick does. You can call me Big Rick, by the way, if you like.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to call you Big Rick.
Well, okay there, Tyler. No problem. If I'm going to be honest with you, though, that technology's a little too advanced for me. So let's just transfer you over to someone that can help.
Okay.
Hello, who dis?
My name is Tyler. I'm calling about my vacuum.
You're the bloke with a vacuum from the future, huh?
I don't know if it's a future vacuum. It's just an iRoomba. It's like what you guys currently sell.
Huh. We'll see about that, mate. Let me know what seems to be the problem.
Yeah, basically it just doesn't pick up anything. And I've only had it like a month.
I need to tell you something.
Okay.
I don't like the sound of your voice.
What are you talking about?
Your voice. It's all quiggly and irritating. Like a walrus in a mine shaft.
Listen, I'm getting a little bit annoyed with what's going on here.
So am I. Gonna have to put you on hold real quick.
I was just on hold before.
I said hold.
Oh my god.
This is Rolando. How may I be of assistance?
Well, this is you're like the third guy I've talked to about fixing my iRoomba vacuum.
Oh?
What's going on here?
I apologize, my friend. Good thing I am intimately familiar with this. How do you say Roomba?
Oh my God.
What seems to be the problem?
My girlfriend bought me one of these iRoombas, and I need to know why it doesn't suck, and I need to get it fixed. This is crazy.
Let us fix it together. Do you have it near you? Are you holding it close to your body?
Close to my body? No, it's on the ground next to me where it should be.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so first, what is her name?
Are you asking my name or the
name of the Roomba? What is her name?
I don't name the vacuum.
Oh, that is part of the problem, my friend. You must give her a name. Let us call her for now Desiree, which means naughty suction flower in many languages.
What's wrong with you?
First, gently place Desiree on her back. And slowly, but sensually, pull out her dustbin.
The thing that picks up the dust?
Oh, jeez. And tell me if it's making any sounds as you open it.
It's off. It's not doing anything. It's off.
Okay, now take one finger and dip it in your mouth.
I'm not licking my finger and putting it in the vacuum. What are you talking about?
Oh, the stalk of the Roomba. I am feeling very flushed. I must go. Please hold.
Go. I need to fix the vacuum. Jesus.
Who dis?
This is Tyler, the same guy you talked to 5 minutes ago.
Oh, bollock. It's a walrus guy again.
No, wait. God.
Why, hello there. I would love to order a number 4, please, with extra bacon.
What the f*** is going on here?
No, let me explain, man. Look, I'm Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your girlfriend set you up, man. She said you've been really upset about your Roomba. It's broken, apparently. So I decided to try to help and throw a bunch of random voices at you.
Ridiculous.
I have to ask, which one of the voices I did you hate the most?
I guess the Spanish guy that wanted me to stick my finger in the vacuum.
Could you please put Desiree back on the phone? I would like to show her how a real man can turn her on.
Please stop.
She will cry, Rolando, Rolando, and then she will pick up your crumbs from breakfast.
I wish this thing would pick up my god crumbs.
Wake up every morning with phone tabs. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Now, the average casual relationship lasts about 3 to 5 months.
Okay, yeah.
And for people on this show, it's usually much shorter than that. So whenever we hear that a couple has made it a full year together after being on a second date update on our show, we need to talk to them.
Yes,
they
what's
obviously
your
have
secret?
A problem. What's going on?
Yeah, is it a miracle or is it a curse?
We have two different mindsets
it's
right
an
then,
investigation
Jose.
At this point.
Because two of our listeners went out on a very bizarre, unconventional Halloween-themed date about a year ago.
Okay.
And it led to one of the most memorable second date calls we've ever had.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But now they've reached out again saying they've actually started a whole new annual tradition because of what happened.
What?
We're going to hear what it is when we have them back on the show for a brand new second date update.
Yay!
That's coming up next.
Second date update.
I want to know from the ladies in the room, how do you feel if a guy offers to take you out on a date but doesn't want to tell you where you're going or what you're doing beforehand? Is that fun or creepy?
Are you talking to me? I can never tell when you say
ladies. I said ladies.
I don't know.
I kind of
you like are. It. You know,
it's a lot of effort.
I think surprises are great. First date, it can be kind of a gamble, mm-hmm. depending on where you met the person.
What if he offers to blindfold you and duct tape your hands together so your arms don't get tired?
Yeah, that's not going to end well. I'm going to say I hope you have mace.
Well, that's what happened for one of our listeners named Mia.
What? She got duct tape?
Well, no, not
Is she still in the trunk?
No, not the blindfold and duct tape part.
God.
The surprise part of the day.
Oh, God.
Okay, good.
And she wants our help right now. Hey, Mia.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, my God.
She does sound like she's in a trunk somewhere.
Yeah. Just kick the taillight out, Mia.
Yeah, you guys are hilarious.
So, well, tell us a little bit about the guy that you went out with. What's his name?
His name is Justin. Okay. And technically, we had two dates. Mm-hmm. The first date was a Zoom date, which is, you know, always interesting, a little awkward, a little like, what's going on? But
yeah. That was your first date. There was another date after that?
Yeah, so we ended up deciding, okay, let's meet up. Let's do this in person. So I got in the car, and it was, you know, he was really cute in person, and I could feel that, like, there was definitely chemistry between us.
Good.
And then he looked in the back seat, and I was like, okay. And I look in the back seat, and there are three boxes of eggs.
Of eggs?
And I was like, yeah, eggs. And I was like, are we scrambling them? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm curious.
And then he goes, we're going to do a drive an egg situation because Halloween is really close. And I was like, what?
Wait, what?
Drive an egg?
Yeah. Like you're going to go egg people's houses?
Oh,
yes.
Drive-by egging.
Yeah. Are you for real? He really honestly wanted to go egg people's houses.
Well, kind of. He had a different spin on it. So hear this out. Okay, so he said to me, let's go egg certain buildings and things like that just to like let all of like our anxiety and anger out because it's been a crazy year.
So you're going out with a guy to throw eggs because he has pent-up rage.
Therapeutic, Brooke. It's therapeutic.
I'm seeing red flags.
What? Yeah. But I don't know. Girls always like the bad boy.
Uh-oh.
The bad boy,
Brooke,
with the box of eggs.
Not the mentally unstable guy, though. Like,
no,
there's
normally
a difference.
This reminds me of something my little brother would do.
Yeah. I mean, you were game for this. You obviously liked it.
At the start, I was like, I didn't know what to expect. I was just like, okay, I guess I'll try this as it'll be a great story later on to my friends. Like, I don't know.
Okay. So where did you go?
We ended up driving to his dentist's office, and he was angry because they overcharged him for a crown he just put in.
Oh, my God.
This is weird. Now it's like he's actually seeking revenge on people.
They are way too expensive.
I agree. Agreed, Alexis. I agree. Yeah. But
what were you thinking?
I was like, what is going on? I was so confused. It was one of those things where, like, I saw that he was exhilarated and, like, he was really letting it out. But also a part of me was just like, is this normal or is this not normal?
Is vandalism on the first date because you got overcharged for a crown normal? No. We're going to go with no, that's not normal.
But it made you kind of want to do it, huh?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he looked like he was, like, really letting it out. And I was like, well, I got some things I want to let out.
Okay.
So I was like, I guess I'm on this trip anyway, so might as well just participate. So we went to my old office, and I got some eggs, and I started just throwing it on the side.
Oh, no!
And then we went to my ex-boyfriend's house,
what?
And we egged his house.
Oh,
that's wait, that's crazy. You shouldn't even be talking about an ex, let alone stalking them at their house and egging them.
But we did it.
Okay. it was good for you, I guess.
I mean, how did it feel to egg your ex-boyfriend's house?
To be honest, it was actually kind of cathartic.
Oh, my God.
I could actually see that feeling really, really nice. Yeah.
We also went to the bank and egged the bank because they denied me for a loan 2 weeks ago, and I was so angry.
Come on, though. Wow. This is just getting out of hand now.
Yeah.
I know. I kind of liked it. Is that weird?
I mean, he obviously, like, got the passion going in you, and I think that's the key to having a great first date.
True.
So did you guys end up egging each other maybe at the end of the evening?
A little sensual egging.
Making kissing. Things a little interesting.
I mean, a part of me would have been down for that for sure at that point.
Aww.
But he drove me home, and I asked him if he wants to come inside, and he said no, that he had to go home because he was really tired.
Okay.
And I haven't heard from him since.
Man, I mean, you guys have so much in common. So it's weird.
Yeah, like felonies.
Yeah. Weird.
It's definitely an unconventional first date, but I can definitely see the romance in it, too.
I don't know, man. It's just so much like negativity. And, like, you're still hung up on your ex, obviously. Mm. I think there's a lot of reasons why he wouldn't be calling you back.
Okay, well, who's being negative now, Brooke?
I'm just saying. He didn't go to his ex's house. Like, the ex house, do you think that that's where you went wrong?
God,
like,
I want
to
egg you right now,
Brooke. I'm just saying. Maybe you shouldn't have egged your ex's house, okay?
Listen, I understand, okay? I get what you guys are saying, but he made me feel some type of way, like almost like being bad never felt so good. I don't know. I just want to talk to him again.
I think that's cute.
Yeah, me too. So let's call this bad boy.
Let's go.
We're going to play a song, come back, and we'll call Justin and try and get your second date update, all right?
Okay.
All right, hold on.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
Who doesn't love a good Halloween-themed date? Mm. You know?
I think that's really fun.
For some people, that might mean a fun trip to the pumpkin patch.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Or maybe a romantic hayride through a cornfield at sunset. Mm-hmm. Or maybe just cuddling up on the couch, listening to shrieks as Jason Voorhees terrorizes an entire town.
Fun.
I like it.
But for one of our listeners, Mia, she went on a Halloween-themed date where they drove around egging businesses that mm-hmm. wronged them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And
her ex-boyfriend.
And her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
Who also wronged her.
She
well,
did that.
She never said that.
Did that with a guy named Justin. And she was a little bit skeptical about doing it at first, but as the night went on and more eggs were flying, she got more and more into it.
Uh-oh.
Ended up having a really nice time with him. But now he's not calling her back.
Bonding over illegal activity.
I can't believe he's not calling you back. Like, the ability to pick a woman up with eggs in your back seat and say, we're doing this, and for you to be game, and now he's not calling you back is pretty messed up.
You're like ride or die off one date. Yeah. Instantly, you're like, let's go.
How are you feeling about this, Mia?
I just want to know, what did I do that he's not calling me back?
Now, have you thought that he's in jail?
Honestly, it's crossed my mind.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that too.
Yeah.
Maybe they got his license plate or something.
Totally.
Like,
that does not.
Oh my gosh. Imagine.
You could incriminate yourself by doing this phone call. The police could find you.
Yeah. And you really don't want to find yourself in jail telling the other inmates when they ask, what are you in for?
Yeah.
Like, throwing eggs.
I threw an egg at a bank.
Yeah, no.
But
all right, leave it to Beaver.
Let's see where Justin's at. We're going to dial his number right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, is this Justin?
Yeah.
Oh. Hi, Justin. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sorry. Who is this?
My name's Jeffrey. Work on a morning radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm here with the whole team. Brooke, Jose, Alexis is here too.
Okay. Why are you calling me?
I'm calling you because somebody told us that you're kind of a bad boy.
Oh my God, you're flattered. I just heard it in his voice.
He's like, yeah, I am.
I guess I'm kind of a bad boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I heard.
Spoken like a true bad boy. Mm-hmm.
I'll admit it.
You've been
that's
toilet
me.
Paper in some houses lately, huh?
Look, man, the reason that we're calling is we're doing something called a second date update. And what that is if you go out with someone and afterwards, if they're not calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to that person for you to try and figure out the reason why.
Okay.
Based on what I've told you so far about being a bad boy and the dates, do you have any idea who I might be calling about?
I mean, I've got a hope about who you might be calling about, I guess.
A hope?
A hope.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Who do you think?
Is it Mia? Yeah.
It is Mia.
Whoa. Wait, so if you're hoping to hear from her, why aren't you calling her back?
Well, I mean, like, look, we had a good time on our date, and, like, she's fun, like high energy, you know, really just goes for things, all stuff that I love and somebody I'm dating.
Yeah. She told us all about your drive-by egging date for Halloween.
Oh my God. She didn't tell you guys all that.
Yeah, she did.
Oh my God. I have to ask, what was going through your mind? Like, you're picking up this woman that you barely know, and you're like, oh, hopefully she's into egging. I'm bringing 3 dozen.
Yeah. What?
Well, like I said, even when we talked the first time, she seemed fun and, like, spontaneous. And I was like, worst case scenario, I can kind of play it off like I was joking and I was just going to make, like, a bunch of omelets or something if she was super not into it, you know?
Okay.
But yeah, she was down for it. And I loved that.
Yeah. So if everything went well and she obviously enjoyed herself, then why are you not calling her back?
Well, the short version is, like, I made a mistake early on.
Okay.
And I didn't want to make things worse for her.
Worse?
What? Worse?
What do you mean worse? Like, I mean, early on in your egg crime spree or whatever you call it?
Like, how does it get worse? Like, what's next? You're going to go throwing knives at businesses now?
Yeah, you wouldn't believe how much a dozen knives were. Oh.
What?
Wait, what?
Kidding,
okay,
guys.
Yeah, I was joking.
I don't know if he is. Wow.
Me too. I was joking because you were joking.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So I messed up at the dentist office and they caught my license played on camera.
Oh.
Yeah.
I knew you were going to get caught.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So what happened? Like, did the cops actually get involved with an egging at a dentist office?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I've been talking to the police and stuff, and we're in the middle of dealing with that. But I'm sure
a bad boy like you's used to dealing with the police all the time, huh? It's no big deal.
No, I mean, that's the thing. I'm not. But one of the things that I do know is snitches get stitches.
Uh-huh.
So I've been doing my best to, like, not bring Mia into this too. Like, I don't want to rat her out and make her life bad because she, like, decided to do something I wanted to do. So I'm kind of forcibly laying her low, you know, so they don't connect us to each other.
What, they, like, tapping your cell phone, seeing who you're calling to see who else is involved in this egging spree?
They could.
You sound like the dorkiest criminal I've ever heard. And I don't mean that in, like, in a mean way, but, like, what is going on, man? Do you regret doing the egging? Don't you think it's a bad way to start a relationship?
I mean, no, the egging was awesome.
Yeah.
I got zero regrets there. Obviously, I regret getting caught, but, like, in terms of dates, that was one of the best dates I've ever been on.
Oh.
Dude, that makes me want to go do this stuff.
No, we are not encouraging this behavior.
It's going to be great.
Well, I've got some bad news for you, man.
Well, snitches get stitches, Jeffrey.
Yeah. The cops are actually listening in on this phone call.
No, don't say
no.
That.
No.
No, the cops aren't, but Mia is. She's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, what? She's on the phone?
Yep. She's there,
oh,
Mia.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Justin.
Hey.
Justin, I had such a good time with you and, like, you really, like, are a bad boy, and, like, it makes me feel like, am I a bad girl? Like, I don't know. I just feel like...
Oh, you're a bad girl, Mia, and you know it.
Oh, my God. Mia's voice just got higher.
I know. That's what happens.
Oh, she's cute. See, and he's not only a bad boy, but he's protecting you from jail.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
That's like a romance novel.
I mean, do you believe in Mia? Do you think that's why he's not calling you back?
Yeah, I mean, I just, like, I totally get it, but I would love to spend more time with you if you're down.
I mean, yeah, obviously, I totally want to hang out with you. I'm just waiting for the fuzz to get off my back so we can hang out.
Did you just say the fuzz?
You should put him in witness protection.
Oh, my God.
look out, Mia, the coppers are on his tail.
But, amen. So, Justin, here's the deal. We would love to send you and Mia out on one more date.
Legal date.
No,
can we say that?
No, where you crime don't... spree date. One more crime spree.
Guys.
Whatever you guys want to do, we'll pay for it.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, obviously, I was going to take her out anyway, so this is a bonus date.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you guys, like, put the date money in, like, a big cloth sack and we can pick it up at a drop size or something?
Just as long as you share your mugshot with us at the end of the day.
Well, congratulations, you two.
Thanks, guys. And Justin, I just want to let you know, whatever you want to do, I'm up for anything, so let's go.
Oh,
my God.
This
is trouble.
Knowing him, he's like, ooh, we're going to put too much air in people's tires. Ha, ha, ha. That'll teach him.
Oh, no. They're going to go jaywalking together.
No.
Look out.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
All right, it's a second date update.
All right.
And Justin just sent us an email saying he spent one day in jail.
What?
because of the egging. But he never turned Mia in. And now they're both back on to give us an update. How's prison life, guys?
I mean, you know, obviously it's made me super thug tough.
I can tell from your giggle.
Yeah, you sound like it, man. So what's going on with you two? How's the relationship going? Are you still together?
Well, ever since our first egging together, we've been going out, and we just moved in together, and we're really happy.
I can't believe you waited for him after his prison time.
I know. That's some discipline
hours.
There.
Yeah, it's a long time. Oh, that's so sweet.
I got to give you guys huge props and say thank you. Like, I never, ever would have gone out with her again. I was going to ignore her forever, you know, to keep her out of trouble. And so this has been super great.
Well, you owe us, so it's cool.
Well, you know, I got a dozen eggs with your name on them.
I'd be honored to take your eggs, sir.
So have you guys committed any other crimes to keep your relationship alive?
We went to my ex's house and egged it.
What?
Just like, randomly?
No!
Yeah, actually, to celebrate. It was our one-year dating eggs-iversary, if you will.
Eggs-iversary! I love it!
Okay. So that is quite the tradition.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to go to that house and egg it every year. I don't even know if the heck lives there anymore. It's just at this point, it's our thing, you know?
Whatever works for you.
That's romantic.
Why is it cute? I don't know.
I don't know, but it kind of works.
Yeah.
All right. Well, definitely keep us updated, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Sure. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, here on the show, we're like a family.
Yeah.
And if one of us cries out for help, just like with our real families, we all wait and see if somebody else can step in and handle that for us.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a lot going on, hopefully someone can deal with it. But after a few days, if still nobody has come to their aid, then finally we'll swoop in and we'll try to help each other out.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
And recently, one member of the morning show posted on Facebook, and it caught all of our attention and hundreds of other people's attentions, too.
Whoa.
Now, do they regret writing it? Do they stand by it? How do they really feel? We're going to read the post for you and find out what's been going on. That's coming up. Everybody in this room has one of those days where, for whatever reason, we're just in a mood.
Mm. Yeah. You
know? I know for me, sometimes I'm guilty of falling into a mightier-than-thou mood. I think I know everything.
That's good self-reflection.
Whereas Brooke sometimes gets into a hornier-than-thou mood. Where she wants to do everyone and she thinks everyone wants to do her.
They don't?
Don't say hi to her.
Okay. Why don't they?
Are you in one of those moods again?
Hornier than thou and mightier than thou.
Uh-huh.
It's an interesting dynamic in this studio sometimes.
Yeah, it's real opposite ends.
Yeah.
Then you have the two young single people on the show, Alexis and Jose. And they're all over the board.
Yeah. They go through a lot of emotions.
Totally. Really, really happy some days. Sometimes really, really complainy.
Uh-huh. Hey. Mostly Jose.
Well, just the other day, I saw Alexis get frustrated that her cinnamon latte wasn't quite cinnamony enough.
Get it right, people!
She literally stomped her feet on the ground like a petulant toddler.
I do that when I'm angry, yeah.
She does.
And I just wonder what type of mood Jose was in the other day when in the middle of the workday, he jumped on his Facebook. And he typed up a very introspective, revealing post about the state of his love life. And I have it right here. I'd like to read it aloud.
Go for it.
He still has it up on his page, has not deleted it yet, but I am curious to hear from him about it. It goes like this. I truly feel like a hot girl.
What? I don't think I saw this
post.
I don't think
this music fits this.
I get messages on social media all the time.
Oh.
Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram, etc. Okay. Asking me out.
Well, that's nice.
Humble brag.
Or,
there's nothing humble about that, Alexis.
You're right.
Or girls, fans, listeners, shooting their shot. 99% I have no interest.
Ooh, you tell them.
Okay, let's bring the music down. Let's bring it down.
So
it's an interesting way to start off a post, Jose.
What were you thinking? Like, who's your audience there?
Literally everyone reading
the woman
it,
who messages
all
you?
All the women that message me. I mean, it's like, look, if I'm not answering you, figure it
so
out.
So you're saying
it's
stop like, messaging you?
Yes.
It makes sense. I mean, there's thousands and thousands of these messages that he's getting that he has to respond to.
It's easier.
And, millions like. Even. Yeah. It's probably easier to just do a blanket statement being okay. like, if you're not hearing from me, here's why.
That's kind of where I'm
going. Okay. I've heard girls like a confident guy. It sounds confident to me.
And they want what they can't have.
That's
I mean, it is a good setup.
And you're saying you don't want 99%. Of them.
Okay, so let's keep reading.
I didn't think of that. That's actually kind of smart.
Okay, there's more.
Let's keep reading.
Okay.
But anytime that I'm the one sliding into someone's DMs and I build up the courage to shoot my shot, I'm either left on red or a girl acts interested and then will never ever get a hold of me again.
Yeah.
LOL.
Oh.
Okay, let's bring the music down again. Okay, so Jose, let's go. We're going back to the mood stuff. What exactly inspired you to put this online and post it? Like, what happened to you that day?
Well, it's exactly what you read. It's like I could get a million messages in a day and be like, "Leave me alone. I'm sorry. I'm not interested." And then there's one girl that I'm like, "Ah, fine. I'm just gonna say hi," and she'll be like, "Hey, oh yeah, we should kick it." And then literally never, ever text back.
So do you feel like? I mean, when you hear that though, like when you hear it read back to you and you're being critical of people who do it to you, but then you're sad when you do it to other people and they don't like it either.
Yeah,
do you see what I'm saying?
Of,
like
yeah.
You could see how it may sound a little hypocritical.
Sure.
This is a complicated whole process, the dating world, the modern dating world. It's very complicated. There's more to this.
All right,
Jose keeps going. Usually I'm so focused on radio and comedy, it doesn't even matter.
But see, that's the humble brag.
Sometimes it sucks feeling like everything I do is just for work.
Yeah, that is exactly where I'm at right
all
now.
All right. You know, we
wake
are...
Wake up, get up early, go to work.
Right. I mean, we're your work friends, so...
True.
I feel like now you're hating on us for doing stuff for us and,
it
you know,
starts,
hanging out with us.
It starts to suck sometimes.
Oh, no.
It really does.
Okay,
all
wait.
I hate to break it to you.
Okay.
It's
like
not the best thing to work nonstop all
so
the time.
So he's saying my coworkers put me in a bad mood. Sorry, I don't like dating.
So now we all feel a little bit offended, but Jose keeps going. He ends the Facebook post saying, "Anyways, please don't take this as a sign to slide into my DMs."
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Don't.
This is not a thirst trap.
No.
Okay, this makes it
it's
sound
more
like
of
it
a
is.
Depression post.
Oh,
it is.
No.
It absolutely
LOL.
Is.
LOL.
Oh,
well, you can't put LOL on Jeffrey.
The way you say LOL.
I did not.
Okay, let's bring the music down again. Okay, but so let's start with the most important thing, the reaction. Okay. How many likes did we get on this post?
It got like almost 500 likes.
Oh, wow.
Is that good?
I didn't expect that.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
It was more of just me venting.
It also got 126 comments.
Woo.
Yeah, it did.
And saying what?
I did count, though, about 40 of them were from you replying back. Either being funny to somebody or being a little bit defensive if people were saying hashtag humblebrag. But there was one girl in the comments who actually endorsed you.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
So nice.
And she wrote, "Jose is 5 out of 5 stars, a great date, and a gentleman at its finest.
You got a Yelp review.
Would recommend."
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome.
Would
is
also
that
someone that you You can pay people to leave Yelp reviews.
Okay, stop.
Yeah, that's true.
And I found those people, so.
No, did you actually go on a date with that girl that wrote that?
Yeah, we went on a date.
You replied to her, "This may be the best compliment I've ever received. Mm-hmm. I try and be a gentleman and show girls how a guy should treat them, but I've never gotten any feedback, I guess."
No. I've never asked.
So, thanks. You put a smile on this sad boy's face.
That's
smiley
part.
Face, smiley heart emoji, and then in parentheses, "You up?"
No, you did not say that, Jose.
I'm just kidding. He didn't say you up.
I did.
But he did actually call himself a sad boy.
Yes, I did.
Sad boy.
So you're sad because you want love.
If there's a hot female single listener out there right now who's hearing this and she's thinking, "Aw, like, I want to make a blue check mark sad boy smile."
No.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for her?
Don't, because you're going to slide
wait,
my DMs.
Hold on.
And I'm not going to be interested.
You can't do this post and then say don't.
What do you want?
If you're a listener and you're a fangirl, I don't want to date you. That's the whole point.
No.
So, that's the whole point. I don't want girls that only like me
so
for my job.
So what are you doing to meet people outside of that, then?
I slide in their DMs and they don't answer me, Brooke.
I feel like I'm feeling hashtag sad girl after this segment.
Welcome to the club, bro.
Text in to 78592. Why don't you say something nice to Jose?
Yeah. I'll be your wingwoman, Jose.
Dude, you know
thanks.
We love you.
Help make this sad boy smile today.
Yay.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooke's box!
Brooke and I made eye contact in the bathroom earlier, and it's been awkward in studio ever since.
I don't know why you were in the women's bathroom, Jeffrey.
That was my time to go in there, though.
Okay. I know it's cleaner.
Anyway, I'm sorry to bring this tension into the game, but you're going to be taking on first-time player D from Seattle. What's up, D?
Nothing. Just waiting on that Brooke.
Oh! D, I like your attitude. Now, are you for or against men putting the toilet seat back down after they're done?
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah, just whatever.
Yeah.
She said four. Oh. For sure.
Yeah, four. Okay. She's four. That's why I'm still upset with Jeffrey, just an FYI.
Uh-huh. I'm not mad at you, girl. I'd be mad,
thank you. Okay. Thank you. All right,
well,
D.
Let's send Brooke out of the studio. And while that happens, D, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Your time starts now. Today's National Dessert Day. What dessert is a custard topped with caramelized sugar?
Creme brulee.
The famous PBS cartoon character Arthur is what animal?
Pass.
Chartreuse is a color in between yellow and what else?
Red.
What's the first name of Donald Trump's current wife?
Ivanka.
With over 2 billion pounds wasted annually, what's the most littered item in the world?
Paper.
I heard diaper.
I heard paper.
I heard paper. Both wrong.
Let's bring Brooke back into the studio while that happens. D, it says on my phone screen that you work as a care provider.
I do.
Who do you provide care for?
A guy named Ray. This is my friend. He's a good guy.
Aww, shout out to Ray. That's what I just walked into. We love Ray. What do you like to do for fun?
Really just kind of sit around, watch movies, and drink wine.
All right, girl. You're speaking my language.
Yeah. You guys would get along really well.
You may be my animal spirit.
Yeah.
Even though her kids are like, Mommy, we're hungry. She's still just like, nope, Mommy's drinking wine and watching movies.
Yeah, right.
Uber Eats.
Yeah. All right, Brooke. Back to you. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your time starts now. Today's National Dessert Day. What dessert is a custard topped with caramelized sugar?
Creme brulee.
The famous PBS cartoon character Arthur is what animal?
Aardvark.
Chartreuse is a color in between yellow and what else?
Green.
What's the first name of Donald Trump's current wife?
Melania.
With over 2 billion pounds wasted annually, what's the most littered item in the world?
Gosh, plastic bottles.
In Olympic swimming, how many official strokes are there?
Strokes? 200. Whoa. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know what Olympics you're watching.
I was thinking about how many you have to take across the pool.
Types of swim moves, Brooke.
Well,
like one stroke, two stroke. No, you know, like it would take you 200 to get there.
Let's just go to the scoreboard and find out how you did with Jose.
Red. It's too damn hot.
Red.
Bolaños.
D, you got one correct today.
Ah, shoot.
I don't think I got that last one right, D.
I don't think she did either. But I will say, Brooke, you did get four.
Okay. Sorry, D.
That's all right, baby. It was fun.
Okay.
We're going over the answers.
Have a good day, you guys.
Well, hold on. Let's go over the answers. We want to learn something here. Today is National Dessert Day. The dessert that's a custard topped with caramelized sugar is a creme brulee. Mm. In the PBS cartoon Arthur is an aardvark. That's been on PBS for 24 seasons.
Wow.
Chartreuse has a color between yellow and green. Donald Trump's current wife has the first name Melania. The most littered item in the world with 2 billion pounds wasted annually is cigarette butts.
Oh, God.
Wow. Yeah, it makes sense when you hear it.
You see them everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in Olympic swimming, the number of official strokes that there are is 4. Backstroke, freestyle, breaststroke, and butterfly.
Brooke's like, I'm doing the semi-diagonal upside down breaststroke.
How many breaths in the average race?
I thought you were asking.
What? That doesn't make sense.
I thought it was a strange question.
Okay.
But how many gallons of water are in the pool? Just very specific.
All right. So, D, I'm sorry we can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $25 Applebee's gift card.
Thank you.
And for $25, you could buy enough riblets to assemble your very own replica Jose Bolaños.
Oh, made out of riblets.
Note, we are not responsible if your riblet Jose comes to life and begins hanging out on your couch and ordering Postmates.
Just eat him up.
All right. I like that.
I am very, very soft, like a riblet.
She's a problem solver.
Yeah. Dee, thank you so much for being on with us today. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.